independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Breaking news! FBI Director James Comey has been fired. That's right. Breaking news just came out of the White House a few minutes ago. According to a statement, President Trump acted on recommendations from Attorney General Jeff Sessions, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Trump is quoted as saying, "Today will mark a new beginning for our crown jewel of law enforcement." The statement adds that the search for the new FBI director will begin immediately. If they're smart, they'll go to ZipRecruiter.com. Doesn't matter any industry, any business, nationwide. They'll find you the FBI director that you want. So, man, he's canned. How about that, huh? Look, let's be real. He's canned because he handled everything. He was between a rock and a hard place. It doesn't matter. He was damned if he did and damned if he didn't. He did what he thought was right, and he lost. But you know what? He was going to lose anyways. He was on borrowed time. You knew too much, right? You knew too much. There's too much stuff hanging over you. You said there was hundreds and thousands of emails when I found out there's only like 12 or 15 emails that people sent back and forth. God only knows what you were doing. I don't know if I'd put this on your resume. But he's out. So James Comey's gone. Let me tell you how this really affects you. It doesn't. Right? It really, like, it's not affecting you. It's interesting, that's for sure. But this is politics, right? Here's the other thing, too. I think when you become the FBI director, I think you get 10 years. I think is that your term, whatever. You can leave on your own, obviously, or you can, you know, be fired, canned as he was today. And again, go to ZipRecruiter.com. And, you know, it is what it is. I mean, everybody wants to bring in their own people. This was something, while people are reacting like, "Oh, my God, I can't believe this has happened. How could this have even taken place? What are you kidding me? Holy guacamole." So, it is what it is. I mean, we move on with it. Doesn't affect you. You know, it doesn't. What it is it's 24-hour news talk. Here we just fit in several minutes of news talk. Now, when it comes to talk radio and the talking heads, now all night long, they're going to be scrambling around trying to find out all the stuff they can about James Comey. What could have led to this? What did he do? You know what? He looked like a schmo. He did. He looked like a guy who realized his days were numbered. And here's the thing. That day that he was on the Hill, he looked more like somebody who was trying to save his job than somebody who should have, looking back on it, he should have just come out and just dropped everything right there. Like, dropped the microphone. And then just once he was that easy, drop it on the desk, turn around, and just walk out all bad pimp-ass style. That's what he should have done. But he didn't. He looked like a guy that knew he was on borrowed time, and he was doing all he possibly could to salvage it potentially, and it didn't work. You move on. That's what happens. You move on. You knew it was coming sooner rather than later. Anybody who understands politics knew there was going to be some changes. And he had missed the misstatement about how many emails were somewhere, you know, how many times people were sending stuff back and forth. It wasn't tens and hundreds of thousands. It was a dozen or so. The fact that he came out and did what he did, which was maybe right with the Wiener computer, maybe wrong. It's hindsight being what it is. Coming out and saying, "I was nauseated at the fact that I could have influenced the election." Come on, just get over it. Just get over it. You were on borrowed time. And I think here's some good advice for people that are going to work for Trump mostly anywhere. Best to rent, maybe. Best to rent. Not that he's a bad dude. It's only so much you could take. He's bringing you in. He's got loyalty to you. Look at Flynn. He had loyalty. That's what they're complaining about today. Right, this whole thing was about loyalty with Flynn. This whole thing today was about loyalty with Flynn. Should have fired him the minute you found out there was some stuff that was going on immediately, but you held on for 18 days. A lot of people say it's because he's a loyal character. I don't know. I sit here and scratch my head. I look at it, and I don't know what it does to the average person in America, how they feel about the average person. You know, how does this affect you? Like I say, I like to go out and talk to people. You know, I go to the gym, work out, I'll talk to people about stuff. I was watching some stuff today, and there was hearings going on. And I said, do you follow any of this? And she looks at me, and she's like, nope. There you go. Right? Not an idiot. We were chatting. But she's like, no, it doesn't appeal to me. And that's fine. There it is. But, you know, this is politics, and it's 24/7 politics. So this is the reality TV world. They should win an Emmy every year for best unscripted television is what they should win. Sean Spicer did what Sean Spicer does. He goes to the podium today. Obviously, they're still talking about the Yates, the Sally, right? Doesn't that sound like one of those dolls that would attack you? Like, what? Oh, yeah. You guys hear about that? Like, what's the movie Annabelle? What if her name was Sally? I'm just saying.
Someone who is not exactly a supporter of the president's agenda, who a couple days after this first conversation took place, refused to uphold a lawful order of the president's.
And that, of course, Sally Yates refused to uphold the travel restriction. I'm not saying ban, because ban means it can never happen again. I'm saying restriction. But yeah, definitely. She had made, there was no doubts that she was not a fan of this president and was a fan of Hillary and the Democrats. There was no doubt about this at all. But the questions that came out from a bunch of people were, you know, why, oh, why did you guys find out this information and not actually act upon it sooner? People are saying, well, there was loyalty there, that they wanted to go a little bit deeper.
Somebody came over, gave us a heads up on a situation, told us there were materials. We were provided those materials 7 days later, reviewed those materials, underwent a process of reviewing the situation, and ultimately the president made a decision and it was the right one. The process worked, frankly, when you think of the time in which we had the information to make the decision that the president made.
And now they're doing more and more investigations. They're going to continue to do that. Apparently they're looking, there is some, I don't know if it's the IRS or a couple other groups with inside the political machine that are doing some investigating and stuff. And the reason is there money laundering? Is there all, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. And the whole thing is, it's all about tying everything they possibly can back to Trump when it comes to Russia. And it's not going to happen. I would be really surprised if they find anything at all. I would be absolutely surprised if they find anything at all. I heard on one of the Talking Head shows, say, look, man, Flynn didn't do anything illegal. And we can argue whether or not he should or shouldn't be talking to these people about sanctions, but he didn't break any law. And again, we can argue probably did he or didn't he, because I don't know what's on those things. But from a person who looks at something like this, I just kind of shrug my head and say, you know what? Let's let it all play out. It's all about politics. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Trump's still going to be president. Hillary's not going to be president. We'll still be talking about this in a year. Nothing, and I mean nothing, is going to come out of this other than more opportunities for people to go on Morning Joe and Wolf Blitzer and Sean Hannity and spin it and have a good soundbite. That's all that's coming out of this. And a waste of time when we could be doing other things that actually matter to the American people. That's what's coming out of it. There you go. Speaking of the American people, your mother, no matter where she bore you, here in this country, now, loving it, says to herself, God, I was in labor for a long time with you. If you just want to send me a card, hey, thank you very much. Appreciate that, right? Your wife who works her butt off day in and day out, hard, comes home, takes care of so much stuff with the kids. The kids that she bore. She's a great mom. Oh, she's giving you amazing gifts. One gave you the gift of life. The other gave you those amazing kids. And how are you going to treat them? With a card and a cheesy breakfast? No, 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 no. I saved you here. Maybe your marriage and your relationship with your mother, but mostly it's Sherry's Berries that saved you. For $19.99, let me tell you what you're going to get. Remember, we're T-minus 5 days away here, and we know how online and lazy you can be. So for $19.99, you're going to get these giant, decadent, succulent strawberries that are drizzled with chocolate, dipped in white chocolate, gritty, gritty milk chocolate, dark chocolate, bom, 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 chopped nuts. Whoa! $19.99? But you're thinking, Chad, there can't be more than that. Wait, there is more. No, yes, there is more of Sherry's Berries. For an extra $10, boom, we're going to double the order. But we're not finished there. If you act now, and you're going to, you're going to get free cake truffles. Boom! The only way to get this amazing Berries deal starting at $19.99 is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone. It's right there in the top right corner. Use my code Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N. Double the berries and get your free cake truffles before they run out. That's berries.com, code Benson, when you click on the mic. Amazing deal's not going to last forever. Mother's Day is just 5 days away. What are you waiting for? Go now, berries.com. Use my code Benson. Get this amazing deal. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. It's Chad Benson Show.
Giving the First Amendment a run for its money. This is the Chad Benson Show.
That's me, kids and kittens. Once again, James Comey has been canned by the White House. I'd say fired, but that's so cliche. He's been asked to leave the building and never to return again. We'll pack up your stuff and send it to you. Here's your check. Good luck to you. No, you can't use this as a reference. Poor thing. Poor, poor, poor thing. He's a political liability. That's all that you need to know. He was a political liability. As long as he was the FBI director, there's always going to be something hanging over his head and a tie between him, Trump, Putin, Clinton, the whole nine yards. Get rid of it. We move on from there. Boom. And now we're going to restore the faith. Plus, he looked kind of goofy the other day on the Hill. And there's probably so much more behind the scenes that we don't know. And that's what you're probably not going to find out for a good long time. So there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is Tostada Tuesday. And as every Tostada Tuesday, and in fact, indeed every day at this time, we like to roll this out and give you a little bit of fun and frivolity. It's called your Urban Word of the Day.
It's time for the Urban Word of the Day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban Word of the Day.
Here's the interesting thing about this Urban Word of the Day. This is an urban word that was at one time a very Western word, brought back in the urban world, the hip-hop streets and cool beans of the youngsters of America, the millennials. But long ago, many cowboy folk used this. Learn. I'm going to learn you, boy. I'm going to learn you good. Yeah. I'm going to learn him. Meaning you're going to put a whooping on somebody because they didn't do something they were supposed to, and you decided that the only way to get your point across is to learn them something. Trump learned Comey today. Yeah, I'm going to learn you something right now. Don't mess with the big do. That's what you got to know about that, James. Your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Oreos. Delicious. Amazing. Shouldn't be anything other than Oreos, but we know in the world we live in now, to get the youngsters, you got to put weird crap all over it, right? Well, now, the company that owns Oreo, they're called Modella International. If you go to hashtag my Oreo creation, let me tell you what they're going to do. $500K is the prize to the winning creation for the newest Oreo flavor. Woo! Last one was Oreo Firework, which included vanilla cream with popping candy and its own version of Pop Rocks candy. That is disgusting. That is not an Oreo. That is a travesty, is what that is. That is horrible. Do you remember, Phil, do you remember the pretend Oreo cookies, like the ghetto cookies you used to get as a kid, like the poor kid cookie?
The Hydrox?
Oh, it's like, oh, you're poor. Your mom got you Hydrox. They're like, wah, wah, wah. Oh, he's got, oh, he doesn't have Oreos. He has Hydrox. Those are disgusting. So now, because they're reaching for a younger generation, you've got to start thinking to yourself, first of all, there's probably going to be some sort of bacon involved, which is, I like bacon, but the young kids of America believe that they found bacon, which we all know that's not true. That's not true. Bacon's been around for a long time, longer before I ever arrived on the scene. I know that. But that's what they're going to, sriracha sauce, you know they're going to look at something like that, like some sort of powder, some chili powder, because that's the weird stuff that they like. Let's see here. 500K, though. Think about this, right? You're sitting around one day. You come up with something you think is amazing. And Oreo says, yeah, you made $500,000. That's pretty damn cool if you think about it. I don't know, though. I was trying to think. I'm looking, and by the way, you can text your ideas to 59526, or you can post your flavor creations to Twitter or Instagram with the hashtags, hashtag my Oreo creations, and hashtag contest. I was thinking today, it's like, I thought some caramel would, I think, be okay. But you got to throw something else in there. But we were starting to come up with weird stuff like a Dorito, bacon cheeseburger is what Anthony came up with. Donut flavor. I like that. Oh, what is it? It's a chocolate bar with an Oreo cookie in the middle. It's called a Doreo, and it's adorable. Ugh, gonna mess it up though. But you got to be careful, though, because some people are worried, we've already got a lawsuit with Starbucks. Somebody may steal something, because apparently the unicorn thing was getting snatched away right there. Unicorn Oreo. That's right. So there you go. Go make yourself some sort of Oreo, and then send it to us, and tell us how much money you made off of it, 500 grand, and then take us all to dinner. And it better be good, too. Don't give us any crazy millennial crap. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. I'm going to learn you some more stuff here in a minute. We're getting divorced, and 1 in 10 of us are getting divorced because of this. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Once again, we're following the breaking news that James Comey has been canned by the White House. He will not win this year's Celebrity Apprentice. He will not. They're looking immediately for a replacement. No word on who's going to be the interim. It's Toby Keith, actually. How great would that be? Chad, you're not taking this stuff serious. I am. What more do you want me to say? He was a political liability. He's gone now. We move on with our lives. Doesn't change anything. Speaking of changes, we've gone through some changes over the last, I would say, year and a half, 2 years. Politically, we've become more divided than ever. In fact, according to Wakefield Research, new data has come out that 1 in 10 couples married, and or not married, but couples, have ended their relationship in the battle over political difference. For a younger group, the millennials, 22%, have ended their relationship because of political division. And since Trump has become president, many people thought the discourse would eventually die down, but instead it's actually become more tense and divisive than ever. Yikes! 24% of Americans in a relationship or married, and 42% of millennials told the survey that since Trump was elected, that they and their partner have disagreed or argued more about politics than ever before. Two unrelated online dating reports confirm the rise of the politically incompatibility, meaning that if you're a Trump supporter, there's a lot of people out there, according to this, that people will not date you. They want nothing to do with you, and they'll put it in their profile. If you voted for Trump, don't email me or click on me or swipe me. Where the people who are Republicans are more apt to say, you know, I'll date somebody who's from a, you know, I don't care what your political, if you're hot, I don't care what your political belief is. Right. Hot always gets by it, right? Like, that's it. Wow. Yeah, I know. She's a killer. She's pretty hot, though. She killed her last ex-husband. Maybe I'm different. That's the way guys think, ladies. I'm just letting you know that, right? Like, there's always the guy that thinks, I could, you know, just like you girls out there think, I can change him. No, probably not. And it's the same thing with guys. Yeah, they call her the Black Widow because she's, again, she's killed her last six husbands. Well, she says she loves me, and I'm going to go with it. Good luck to you out there. Among Americans who did not vote for Trump and who are not in a relationship with a partner who voted for Trump, a third, 30%, 33% would consider divorce if they had a spouse who voted for Donald Trump. The number jumps to 40% among millennials who did not vote for Trump or have a partner who would have voted for Trump. So Trump is causing issues. And it's funny because most of my friends, where I live and then here in Southern California, and then you move to where we're getting ready to wander off to, most of my friends are, I've got a few friends who are conservative or, you know, just libertarian-ish, if you will. And I've a lot of friends who just don't really give a rat's ass. And then I have a lot of friends, especially close friends, who I grew up with, who are extremely extremely liberal, very liberal, like, you know, go to Berkeley, that kind of liberal. And I love them. And we'll talk politics once in a while. They'll ask me my opinion. And, you know, and we don't let, I don't let it get too heated because it's just one small piece of who we are growing up. And I don't think people can see past that. I don't. And the funny thing is, there's another great article that came out, a new research, and it's in Politico, talking about liberals and conservatives and atheists and Christians. And it's funny. It's this big study that they did. And first and foremost, one thing that the Republicans have said for years, or conservatives said for years, is the liberals believe that they're open-minded for everybody. But really, what they found out in this is we're all biased. You know, we tend to flock with people we like, right? Who have a same mindset as us. That's who we tend to hang out with. And the difference is, though, that we, in this kind of thing, especially when it comes to politics, right, in this kind of study, is that we just don't like the other people. Conservatives don't really like liberals. Liberals don't like conservatives. Atheists can't stand people who are religious, and religious people really aren't huge fans of atheists. It's not like they just, I could take him or leave him. It's that they just don't like him at all. And they're really opposed to the other side. It's funny. It really is when you think about it. And the liberals and the open-minded progressives are just as close-minded as they tell everybody else how close-minded they are. They're just as close-minded. I've always found my friends, again, who I love dearly. And I mean, we're not talking about like, oh, these are people I know. These are one of my good friends. He was actually there in the hospital the day I was born. He was only a couple months older than me. His mom and my mom were best friends. That's how close we are. Like, we're that close. Like, our family's that close. You know? I mean, beyond close. And it is, and I love them to death. And yeah, we'll have discussions about politics. And mostly, here's the thing. They always mostly want to come at me because they know what I do for a living. And so they want to ask me questions or challenge me to certain things as if I am, you know, a part of any of this stuff. And then when you come back with something real, they'll laugh sometimes. They'll say, well, I never thought of it like that, you know. And sometimes they just over, you know, they over PC it. But I could never imagine my life without them. And I do see it out there. I see people on all sides of, you know, both sides of the aisle and everywhere in between, who people who are just completely closed off to anything other than what they know. You know, one of the things that I found to be very interesting is, was it The Real World? Is that the one where they stick everybody in together?
Yeah.
It's MTV's Real World. It was a study in life in a lot of ways, long before anything else, because they really did take people who came from different walks of life, who had different viewpoints of stuff, And they stuck him in a room together and a house together. And it was very interesting to watch. When you look back, especially at the original ones, you know, with the cowboy guy and this thing, that they were, it's much different. I think you find it in the military. I think you find it in sports teams. I think you find it in places like that where you're in a position where you're playing with somebody or you're, you know, you're in the military with somebody and they may not, they come from a different place. They come from a different world. They come from a different mindset. And it's about knowing who they are, not just about their politics, right? Not just about, like one of my good friends, another one, very liberal, super, he's not even liberal, he's beyond progressive. He's hilarious. But you know what he loves? He and I, you know, our big bond is we love boxing. He loves boxing. And we'll talk politics. And he's not an idiot. And he's changed his points of view in certain things and some stuff I'm surprised about. And he showed me stuff that maybe I was like, wow, I never saw from that point of view. But we love boxing. We talked about it this weekend, the Canelo, Chavez Jr. fight. We love boxing. We found stuff that we shared a common thread with. And people forget that now. It's just, what is your, it's like the R and the D define you. And that's BS. Does not define you. It is just a small portion of who you are. That's it. You know? That's all it is. It's a small portion of who you are. But people can't get past that. People are so obsessed with politics and your viewpoints on certain things. And the thing is, it's usually one or two things that separate us as people. It's maybe pro-choice. It's maybe pro-life. It's, you know, it's maybe marriage equality. It's maybe your religious belief. It's maybe gun rights. You know, it's maybe, but those are usually some things that separate it. A lot of times you got 7 out of 10 things that you have a pretty much an agreement on. But we've become so polarized and scream and yell at each other and tear each other apart. And it's really kind of, it's kind of sad. I sit there and I shake my head and I think to myself, man, this isn't who we are. I love talking to people of all stripes. You know, I don't care, you know, what your belief is. I don't care what your politics are. I want to know about you, you know? I want to know about you. And remember, a lot of times people are they're brought up, their mother, their father, their aunt, their uncle, their family and stuff. They're brought up in a world of conservatism or liberalism, and they learn all of these things. And you think, well, if they were in a different position, would they be different? Is it only because they were brought up like this and they didn't see the other side of things? But we never get to that point because we're always so busy hammering each other over the R and the D. Like that matters. Like you get some sort of points for that. And we break up relationships. I'm never going to break up my relationship with somebody who voted for somebody that I don't care too much about. I could never do that. What's that say about me as a human being? To me, that sounds petty. I don't know about you. That sounds extremely petty to me. It's like, did you hear so-and-so voted for Trump? Oh, that's petty. I got to get rid of him. He's an idiot. Whereas that's it, you know, you think? Or such-and-such voted for Hillary? Well, that's your choice. My goodness, we all have different viewpoints, but we just can't get past it. And I've never... I just don't know what it is. I don't know where we lost the way that we can't even have political discord in a way that is cordial and is real and is straightforward with each other and part as friends. Now we come as enemies, and that's sad. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program. Feel free to do that. We love it when you do, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. You can also check out ChadBensonShow.com and all kinds of goodies up there and grab your podcast for free. I think we're on Stitcher. I think we're on iTunes. I think we're on iHeart. I think we're on, I don't even know where else we're on. And, of course, Chad Benson Show and RadioAmerica.com. Simple as that, kids, and it's free. So if you don't get your mom anything great and you're at that last-minute thing and you know, uh-oh, I should have got Sherry's Berries, which you should have, code word Benson, then you just go, Mom, you know what I got you? I got you a Chad Benson Show podcast. Oh, I know, Mom. It's just for you. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Like, yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
You're little. You're 10 years old. You're hanging out, a little vacation time with the family. You wander into an area that you think, quote unquote, is safe. In an area where there is gators. No! Yep, gators. Listen to this.
The third grader was sitting in about 18 inches of water at a county park in the designated swimming area when, without warning, she was attacked. The giant gator clamping down on her leg.
So I started punching its forehead. It still wouldn't let go.
No, because it wanted to see what you tasted like. Animals like this are dangerous. Can we be honest about that? And producer Phil, I know you're not feeling well, but just a reminder to the people, when you go into nature, what are the potential issues that you may have with nature?
Nature will mess you up.
Indeed, it will. And then some. So you've got this little girl, right? Her name is Juliana Oso. Oh, so tasty is what this thing said. Oh, so tasty. So he clamps onto her. Clamp. Now, I'm going to give you a little something about gators because I've had both gators and crocodiles as pets. Let's not talk about that. Probably wasn't right. They have a tremendous strength in their biting ability. Like, you could not believe. I mean, it is very few things on earth have the kind of power and strength that alligators have. Now, when their mouths are shut and you put your finger on top of it and push down pretty hard, they don't have a lot of opening power. So girl's getting bit. Now, she springs into action as all little girls who are being eaten by a gator in 18 inches of water do.
I stick my fingers up its two nostrils and it had to open its mouth and let my leg out so it could breathe. I thought he thought I was like this ginormous piece of chicken.
So cute. They could stay submerged for up to a day. On average, 20, 30, 40 minutes. The two nostril things. And I told Julianne, I said, look, let me tell you something. You can pick your nose, you can pick your gator, but you can't pick your gator's nose. Gator's like, that thing tried to eat boogers. It was, the poor thing. I mean, first of all, great that she got away from the thing. It probably didn't like her, you know? Like, if her fat mom wandered in, Chad, you're such a jerk. I am horrible, aren't I? Probably would have said, Now, that's finger licking good. But her, not so much. There's nothing there. Glad she got away. Again, we warn you all the time on this. We do it each and every single day. Whenever there's some sort of animal attack. When you go into nature, nature will blank you up if given the chance. Speaking of nature, it was a little nature-y debacle taking place in this place called Floridia.
Another airline confrontation to tell you about, this one between frustrated Spirit Airlines passengers and sheriff's deputies after the airline canceled 9 flights at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. Several people, as you can see, were led away in handcuffs. Spirit has canceled more than 300 flights in the last week. They blame it on a legal dispute with the Pilots Association.
Yeah, there's probably no Spirit in the sky. The thing that I find interesting about this, okay? This is the thing I find about interesting about this entire thing is listen to the people and how fast it devolves into mass chaos. That's what it is. You know, canceled flights, people pissed and angry. And realize this, traveling is already stressful enough, right? You got to drive X amount of hours usually to get to the damn airport. You get in there early because you got to go through the complete pretend that we're protecting you. Everybody's making $8 an hour, gets to wear a uniform because they're in a union line. So we get through all of that, right? You get there and you wait and you wait and you wait. And then you get into the giant, you know, plane, and at best you land on time somewhere else, and then you rinse and repeat. Then you get somewhere, and you find out you're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. And that's frustrating as hell. right? And now you're trying to make other arrangements because you don't know how long you're going to be stuck in a place, and you're trying to make other arrangements. They've canceled flights. Everybody's pissed off. You're all in the same boat. This isn't Dr. Dow getting his ass whooped. Everybody's a Dr. Dow at this point in time. So what do you do? I don't know. What I do know is Spirit Airline is always on top.
Air travel can suck. We get it. You wouldn't believe all the hate Spirit's heard.
Spirit wants to be better at explaining how they're different from other airlines. They're just trying to keep airfares low.
Spirit's all about less money, more go. Some people hate Spirit. Let's help them get it. It's a cheap seat for a cheap ass. Flying lighter saves on gas. Hate.
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 I'd rather fly in a flock of carrier pigeons than with Spirit. Now that's a lot of hate, 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 hate.
Ah, gotta love that. It's pretty much about it with Spirit Airlines right there. You get what you pay for, people. You get what you pay for. It's a giant yellow plane. It's a flying banana floating through the air that you paid $212 and your pilot's making $36,000 a year. He doesn't have a lot to live for because his wife is sleeping with somebody from United. You get what you pay for. That's all I'm saying. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. It's Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.